Blog Talk Radio.
Let God arise and his enemies be scattered. Let God arise and his enemies be scattered. Let God arise and his enemies be scattered. Let God arise. Hallelujah. Let God arise. And my enemies be scattered. Let God arise. And my enemies be scattered. Let God arise. And my enemies be scattered. Let God arise, and his enemies be scattered. Let God arise, and his enemies be scattered. Let God arise, and his enemies be scattered. Let God arise. Hallelujah. Let God arise, enemies be troubled. Let God arise, and my enemies be troubled. Let God arise, and my enemies be troubled. Let God arise. Eternal Rock of Ages, we thank you. We praise your holy name. Bless our spiritual welcome. Take control of this program. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray, arise in your power, fight our battles for us. In the name of Jesus. Father, I pray, let your name be glorified. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. We are looking at power against contrary spiritual handwriting. Power against contrary spiritual handwriting. Praise the Lord. In the book of Colossians chapter 2, verse 14, it says, blotting out, nailing it with spots. And verse 15 says, having spot principalities and powers, it be the show of them open, triumphing over their divinity. Power against contrary to usual hatred. Praise the Lord. From that scripture, we can see that something can be written somewhere that can be against someone. Something can be written down many years ago, over 400 years or 500 years, that can still be against someone's destiny. That could be contrary to one's purpose in life. A contrary handwriting is something that's illegal. It's like a legal contract. A legal contract can be valid. It could be written down. Whether it's written, whether it's verbal, it's still binding. The reason why many people's lives are not going according to plan was because something has been written against them. Maybe by their ancestors. Maybe the forefathers have dedicated. They dedicated their offspring to some demonic spirits and they signed a contract with them.
there are some contrary handwriting of poverty that is meditating against many people's life now. There will be an evil handwriting of disease and sickness that is tormenting the life of some families now. A contrary spiritual handwriting of untimely death will have been written in some families. This is why in some families you see that they don't live long. So we're going to pray against contrary spiritual handwriting. And we thank God for our Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, our Redeemer, for us to be free from this contrary spiritual conduct. He said he's blotting out the handwriting of requirement. Blotting out the handwriting of requirement, which was against us. So the way it means it cleared him up. But then lead it to school. It is the song.
In the book of Psalms, Psalm 27, verse 6. Psalm 27, verse 6, it says, "And now my head shall be lifted up. And now my head shall be lifted up above my enemies all around me. Therefore, I will offer sacrifices of joy in his tabernacles. I will sing, yes, I will sing praises to the Lord. I will sing praises to the Lord."
And as we pray, the Lord will fight all you have lifted me above my enemies. Your banner over me. I will praise thee, O Lord. For you have lifted me above my enemies. Your banner over me is with your handwriting. Against me, be blotted up by the power in the blood of Jesus. We are going to declare that prayer point powerfully. A wicked handwriting of poverty could have been written against someone's life. Of non-achievement could be written. A wicked handwriting of mental turbulence could have been written. We need to blot it out. We need to blot it out. They let all contrary spiritual handwriting against me be blotted out by the power. Let it be blotted out
by the power
in the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, pray.
Amen.
Help, Lord, that never fails. Let me hide in you. Let me hide in you. My faith, let me hide in you. Let me hide in you. In you, there is power. Jesus is the rock of ages, and he never fails, and he will never fail. But as a matter of fact, he will never fail in your own case, and he will never fail in my own case either.
Let's pray like this.
The thou rock of ages, thou rock of ages, fall upon and scatter all the powers of the strong man assigned against my life. In the name of Jesus.
Thou rock of ages, fall upon and scatter all the powers of the strong man. I stand against it in the name of Jesus. Thou rock of ages, fall upon and scatter all the powers of the strong man. Assign against me. Assign against my life. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, pray. Was hired by Balak to curse the children of Israel. To curse the children of Israel. But the Lord appeared to Balaam and said, although you are a preacher, a prophet, but you cannot curse people that God has blessed. People that God has blessed. And I want you to know, you are a peculiar person. You are a peculiar person. You have been blessed. Blessings for me. In the name of Jesus. Let every curse of the enemy be turned to blessings for me. In the name of Jesus. Let every curse of the enemy be turned to blessings for me. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus might say, every Balaam hired to curse me. Every Balaam hired to curse me. Curse yourself and die. In the name of Jesus. Curse yourself and die. In the name of Jesus. Curse yourself and die. In the name of Jesus. Curse yourself and die. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Isaiah 54:17 says, no weapon formed against thee shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise up against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. For this is the heritage of servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, said the Lord. Weapons of affliction. The Bible says they are not going to prosper. Now declare like this. Say, let all evil weapons of the enemy assigned against my life. In the name of Jesus, let all evil weapons of the enemy assigned against my life be cut into pieces. Be cut into pieces. In the name of Jesus, let all evil weapons of the enemy assigned against my life, pieces. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because all of us want to excel. We want to do well in life. We want to do well. Excel in our career. Excel in our ministries. We want to excel in everything we do. And that is why we're going to pray this prayer together. Let the excellency of dignity, and power make me excel. Beloved, I want you to pray that prayer. I want you to pray the prayer very well. because we have what we are dealing program right now is power against contrary spiritual hunters. The mystery of this prayer point, I just want you to pray now. Let me explain it to you so that you can know how to pray. You can know how to pray very well. In the book of Genesis, Genesis chapter 49, Genesis chapter 49, when Jacob was about to die, he called together all his children. He wants to talk to them and bless them. And this is what he said. This is what he said to his firstborn, Reuben. He says, in Genesis chapter 49, verse 3, he said, Reuben, are my firstborn, my might, and the beginning of my strength, the excellency of dignity, and the excellency of power. And he says, unstable as water, you shall not excel, because you went up to your father's bed. Then you defiled it. He went up to my couch. This is what was written about Reuben.
I don't know what might have been written against you, but you can pray this prayer now to reverse it.
We are going to declare together. Let the excellency of dignity and power. Let the excellency in the name of Jesus. Let the excellency of dignity and power make me excel. Make me excel. In the name of Jesus. Let the excellency of dignity and power make me excel. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
See, storms of failure. Storms of failure. Poverty. And lack. Of development in my life. Die. Storms of failure. And lack of development in my life. Die. In the name of Jesus. Let the storms of failure. Poverty and lack of development in my life die now. In the name of Jesus. Let the storms of failure, poverty and lack of development in my life die. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. Evil prophecies of familiar spirit and ghosts of darkness against my life in the name of Jesus. Evil prophecies of familiar spirit and ghosts of darkness against my life die in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Every contrary fire, every contrary fire set against my life, every contrary fire set against my life, be quenched now. Be quenched now by the fire of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, every contrary fire, the fire of the Holy Ghost, be quenched now by the fire of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, pray. Amen. The Bible says, "He will have the key of David." that openeth and no one can shut it. And when he shuts, no one can open it. No one can open it. And when he opens, no power anywhere can shut it. Praise the Lord. We are going to pray like this. Every good door shut against my life, be opened by fire. It will be to your door prosperity. It will be the door of your career. It will be the door of opportunities. Every good door shut against my life, be opened by fire in the name of Jesus. Be opened by fire in the name of Jesus. Yes. Somebody, you need to pray this prayer for your marriage. That every good door shut against your marriage, let it be opened by fire. Opened by fire. This is the prayer of prayer for your destiny I've been waiting for. Declare it. Every good door shut against my life, be opened by fire. Be opened by fire. In the name of Jesus. Open by fire. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, pray. Jesus declared, the power has been given to me on earth. Power has been given to me in heaven, on earth, and underneath the earth. Praise the Lord. The Bible says, at the mention of the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. Those in heaven, those are on earth, and those are underneath the earth. And every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ is about to be glorious to the Father. Jesus had the power all over these places. In heaven, even on earth. Pray this prayer for yourself. Carry handwriting against me in heaven, on earth, or underneath the earth, be blotted out by the power in the blood of Jesus. Any handwriting against me in heaven, on earth, or underneath the earth, in the name of Jesus, be blotted out by the power in the blood of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Three powerful amen. 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 Three wonderful hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. Beloved, we thank God for this episode. This doctor reduces a mountain of fire and increases in Raleigh, North Carolina. And Pastor Stephen episode. I also want to encourage you that also to be aware of the law. The law, the law sustains. The God has been blessing you. You have also been blessed by this ministry. I welcome also to support the work of the ministry. In any sense, you have in North Carolina, with that way, the Lord has placed upon your hearts to do that. Our website. This is www.nsmnc.org. nsmnc.org. There's a PayPal link there, which you can also, you know, use to pay the ministry. So help us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Then, we are going to share this of our Lord Jesus Christ. The fellowship of the Holy Spirit, because now I pray that. Amen.